This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra as polling dates are fast approaching in both states. Top leaders of all political parties are crisscrossing the two states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo voters. In Maharashtra, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public rallies at Dhule and Nashik. He said that the NDA government at the centre and the Mahayuti government in the state are committed to the welfare of the underprivileged. Mr. Modi said 50 lakh women in the state have received free LPG connections under the Ujjwala Yojana. The Prime Minister highlighted the initiatives of the central government and the Mahayuti government in Maharashtra for farmers, infrastructural projects and Mumbai Metro. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a rally in Shirala in Sangli district of the state. He expressed confidence that people of the state will vote for BJP Shiv Sena NCP combine in the upcoming polls. In Jharkhand, only 2 days are now left for campaigning to end for the first phase. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally at Simdega. He accused the BJP of trying to snatch water, forest, land from tribal people. Mr. Gandhi termed the Jharkhand polls as a fight of ideology between the INDIA bloc and the BJP-RSS combine. Addressing an election meeting at Kharsawa, Jharkhand Assembly election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma accused Rahul Gandhi of dividing Hindu society. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election meeting at Latehar. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav also addressed a rally at Latehar, while Union Minister Giriraj Singh spoke at Jamshedpur. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. In Assam, campaigning has reached its peak for the bipoles in the state. A total of 34 candidates are in the fray in the 5 assembly seats that is going to bipoles on 13th of this month. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, several ministers, MPs and MLAs of the NDA will hold rallies for their candidates in poll-bound assemblies. State Congress President Bhupen Kumar Bora and MP Gaurav Gogoi are also campaigning for party candidates. Our correspondent reports that 8 candidates are in the fray from Dholai, 11 from Samaguri and 3 candidates are contesting from Sidli seat. On the other hand, 4 candidates are in the contest at Behali, while 8 candidates will try their political luck at Bongaigaon seat. Over 10 lakh voters could exercise their voting rights in the 5 seats. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan inaugurated the second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival in New Delhi yesterday. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, government and private sectors, non-profits and academics focusing on India's national security, foreign policy and military heritage. General Chauhan also launched Project Shaurya Gatha, which aims to conserve and promote India's military heritage through education and tourism. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud will officially retire tomorrow, with Justice Sanjeev Khanna set to succeed him as the Supreme Court's senior most judge. Justice Chandrachud, known for several landmark rulings, had his final day in court yesterday. Some landmark judgments by Justice Chandrachud include the Ayodhya land dispute, decriminalization of consensual gay sex, and abortion rights for unmarried women that shaped society and politics. The air quality in Delhi NCR remains in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index of 375 was reported in the national capital at 8 p.m. last evening. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs in the first T20 international of a 4-match series at the Kings Met Cricket Stadium in Durban last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.